Some members of Congress have been pressing for changes at the Food and Drug Administration, which has had a rough year. This year alone, the agency had to answer questions about why it had not told the public about data linking antidepressants to suicidal thoughts. Then the FDA had to defend against charges related to problems with the flu vaccine. Next, the agency was criticized for failing to pull Vioxx off the market before the manufacturer did. Yesterday, a Senate committee considered what to do next with the agency, as NPR's Joanne Silberna reports.
The hearing was centered around Vioxx. After manufacturer Merck voluntarily pulled the popular drug off the market, internal FDA memos made it clear that some scientists in the agency had been seriously concerned about the safety of the drug. Finance Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley, Republican of Iowa, said the agency should have been paying more attention.
What's come to light about Vioxx since September 30th makes people wonder if the FDA has lost its way when it comes to make sure that drugs are safe.
The star witness was FDA scientist David Graham, associate director of the Office of Drug Safety. Graham said there are at least five other drugs with major safety problems that the agency is ignoring: Bextra for pain, Accutane for severe acne, Meridia for weight loss, Crestor for cholesterol, and Serevent for asthma. Sandra Queter disagreed. She's deputy director of the Office of New Drugs at the FDA.
I do not have reason to believe that that set of five drugs is specifically more concerning than any other drugs that we review.
In his testimony, Graham said the concerns of FDA scientists like him are not listened to often enough.
It is important that this committee and the American people understand that what happened with Vioxx is really a symptom of something far more dangerous to the safety of the American people. Simply put, FDA and the Center for Drug Evaluation and Research are broken.
His chief complaint is that the division he works in, the Office of Drug Safety, is advisory and has no power to get drugs off the market or change the labeling. That belongs to Queter's Office of New Drugs, which approves drugs in the first place. Graham said the new drug office is reluctant to act against drugs it itself has approved. Senator Grassley said the Office of Drug Safety ought to have more power.
One reform that may be needed is an independent Office of Drug Safety. It doesn't make sense for an accountability standpoint to have the office that reviews the safety of drugs that are already on the market to be under the thumb of the office that puts the drugs on the market in the first place.
In his testimony, the FDA's Graham said he had raised questions about Vioxx last August, and his supervisors pressured him to soften his conclusions.
When we try to make recommendations, we get, well, our own managers try to make us take them out of our reports, and if we are maverick enough to insist on keeping them in there, we suffer consequences. The new drugs and the reviewing divisions don't want to hear from our recommendations, because if we make a recommendation, that puts them on the spot, because now they've got to do something, and if they don't do it, they've got to explain why.
That is not the FDA I know.
Sandra Queter.
We work extremely closely with our colleagues in the Office of Drug Safety.
Queter promised the agency will be more open with the public, and the acting commissioner of the FDA, Lester Crawford, has promised to promote internal discussions within the agency so that its scientists will feel comfortable discussing their views. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.